Amen.
Oh, Lord.
So we want to continue the fellowship this morning. Oh, Amen. Is it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, we all came together. Amen. To have, desire to enter into the reality of all what you have heard and read so far. Amen. To enter into this priestly service, right? As we have saw in Ezekiel chapter 44. That we would be the faithful servants, right? Serving this living God.
Amen.
And I appreciate in these days that also in the fellowship with to offer up the spiritual sacrifices to God through Jesus Christ. We see, really see that our God is a triune God.
Amen.
Right? This God is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And what we offer up is a spiritual sacrifice. Yeah. Not something of our own. What we feel might be pleasing to the Father, but it is from the Spirit.
Amen.
Right? And we offer it up through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because the only one, the only man who lived on this earth who was well-pleasing to the Father was our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Right? And what we are, what we desire to enter into the service, into this kind of service, to be well-pleasing to the Father. Right, yesterday, really, we had fellowship, and it was shared, right? Have you ever thought about what our purpose is? Right? What, who we are here for, and who we are to please? Right? I think as Christians, we are quickly into a habit of to appreciate the Lord, what He has done, that He died for us. We have His precious blood for the forgiveness of our sin. And we appreciate that He lives in us. And so it's all for us. The Spirit is for me, that He will lead me. The blood is for me, for the forgiveness. The Lord is for me. At the end, it, everything is for us. And we never thought, who should we really please, right? Who are we serving today? Right, and it's really so wonderful to see that we have a Father, right, who wants to be, who wants to see this Christ in us.
Amen. Right?
Praise the Lord. We can gain this Christ and to be well-pleasing to the Father.
Amen.
And this will lead us into this third morning meeting, in terms of the priestly garments. We can turn to Ezekiel chapter 44 and read two verses. Continue to read there, Ezekiel chapter 44. Whatever the living God is asking us, and in terms of He wants to gain us back, He also will provide for everything. Right? And in Ezekiel chapter 44, we can read verse 17 and 18 together. And it shall be whenever they enter the gates of the inner courts, that they shall put on linen garments. No wool shall come upon them while they minister within the gates of the inner court or within the house. They shall have linen turbans on their heads and linen trousers on their bodies. They shall not clothe themselves with anything that causes sweat. Amen. And it shall be whenever they enter the gates of the inner court, that they shall put on linen garments.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Only these linen garments are allowed in the inner court.
Right.
Right. I think we appreciate all the blood, right, who cleanses us. But now, in entering into this inner court, we need to realize that we need the blood for the cleansing, but also we need a cover. We need these linen garments.
Right. Amen.
We need to put on this robe of righteousness. We need to put on this Christ. Otherwise, you cannot enter into the inner court to serve there.
Amen.
Only these linen garments are allowed as a priest to do the service there. And if you go to Revelation chapter 19, for instance, Revelation chapter 19. It's mentioned about the bride, the wife of the Lamb that made herself ready in verse 8. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
Amen.
For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
Amen.
So here it's not only a matter anymore whether your sins are forgiven and whether you're washed by the blood of the Lamb, but here the wife that made herself ready was arrayed with fine linen.
Amen.
Clean and bright.
Yes.
For the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
Amen.
What kind of acts?
Righteous
acts. This fine linen are the righteous acts of the saints. And what kind of righteous acts? Right. Need to look into what kind of righteousness is it that the Lord and the Father wants to see. What kind of acts were the saints doing? Right? And should we do in the church as the bride, as the wife of the Lamb? Is it your and mine act and righteousness? What kind of righteousness? Right. Righteousness and righteousness is not necessarily equal. Right. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3, verse 27. Galatians, verse that we know, Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
For
as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As many as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
Amen.
Today, if you are baptized, you have put on Christ.
Amen.
You are baptized into Christ. To put on Christ means nothing else that you are now in Christ. Right? I'm today, I put on this shirt, I'm now in this shirt. Right? Not only is Christ in us, not only is He the indwelling Spirit in us and lives in us, but also, in your baptism, you have put on Christ.
Amen.
So now, not only He is in you, but also we are in Him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We are in Christ.
Amen.
It makes a difference. When Christ is only in me, then wherever I go, He will be in me. If this indwelling Christ wants to go straight, but I want to go left, and I go left, then what is this indwelling Lord doing? He will not go straight, is he? Right? He is going to go left. But now, if you are in Christ, and this Christ is going straight, then what? Where are you going? Left? Not possible anymore. You're going straight with him because you are in him.
Amen.
Right, where is Jimmy?
Is Jimmy inside?
Oh, okay, okay. Jimmy was driving down with me in the car. Right. He was sitting next to me in the car. Jimmy was in that drive, in this ride down to Fountain Valley here, in this car. Wherever the car went, Jimmy went. Right? When the car stopped, Jimmy stopped. When the car drove, made a turn, Jimmy also took a turn. Right? Because Jimmy was in the car. It's that simple. Right? So in our baptism, we were put into Christ. And
Amen.
We have put on Christ.
Yeah. Right? Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we are in Christ today and we have put on Him.
Amen.
All what He is, we put on. Fine linen, Amen. White and bright. And so if we learn to enter into Him and in faith are exercised to say, Lord, I am in you. I don't want to do anything by myself, but in you,
yes.
Right? Then there will be the righteous acts. There will be the righteousness of the Lord. The righteousness that is not coming from us,
yes.
But the righteousness that is Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord that we were baptized into Christ. And Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. He says, that I may gain Christ, end of verse 8. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9.
And
be found in him,
not
having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Praise the Lord. He had such a desire, I may be found in Him, in Christ, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law. See, that's the problem, right? That our righteousness is from the law. We think we know what is right to do as a Christian and what is wrong. But this righteousness is from the law. But that, and he says, but he wants to be found in him and not having his own righteousness, but that which is through faith in Christ.
Amen.
The righteousness which is from God by faith. Amen. A righteousness from God, not our own. Not the righteousness from you and me, but the righteousness from God by faith. And we have received, we all have received such a wonderful faith, a precious faith, a living faith that we can apply in living such a righteousness. Amen. Right? This faith in us that we were given from God. This faith will lead us into all righteousness. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord said to the disciples, if your righteousness does not exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees and Sadducees, you will have no part of the kingdom of heaven. This means today, if we have faith and we believing in the Lord, our righteousness must exceed the righteousness that is coming from us or that is coming from others, from men. Right? And if you go to Matthew chapter 5, this is Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. For I say to you that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. This really shows us our righteousness does not satisfy the Father. Because it's a righteousness by law, by knowing what is good and what is not good. But it is not a righteousness that comes from Christ. And then there are many samples given. For instance, in regards to a murder, you have heard verse 21 that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. In my own righteousness, not to murder is already righteous. If I don't kill you, I'm already consider myself I'm righteous. Right? Yeah. But the Lord says, but I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother Reka shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Amen. Now we realize we fall so short of this kind of righteousness. Right? A righteousness that we cannot accomplish and live by ourselves. We need to put on Christ. We have to have Christ as our cover. Christ as our linen garment. Right. And in our service today, in pleasing the Father, and in the church life, definitely our own righteousness is falling short big times. But it is the righteousness of Christ that will really bring us together in oneness. And where there will be no fight and no arguing, right? And there will be the oneness among the Christians if we have such a righteousness that is Christ. Amen. Yes, in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, right? We all know this verse that Paul says of himself, I have been crucified with Christ. Galatians 2, verse 20. Praise the Lord. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. That's right. If we think of ourselves that we can serve with our own righteousness, then really Christ died in vain. This basically means I don't need him. I don't need to cover myself. I just serve whoever, whatever is pleasing to me. Wherever I feel is the need, I'm going to do something. But this way, the Lord's way, and the sons of Zadok, really, they put on the linen garment to enter into the court. And only those linen garments, Christ's righteousness, was acceptable as a priest and to enter into that service.
Amen.
I have been crucified with Christ. This I is the problem. And this I has been crucified with Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. This is now really the application of to put off also the old man. The I we put off. We put off what is ourself. And we put on Christ.
Amen.
The linen garment, this robe of righteousness. Amen. We put off the old man and our former conduct, as is written in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 24. That as we have now received the Christ, we have been baptized into him, we now learn to put off the former conduct. We put it off. We put it aside. We drop it. Leave concepts. Leave thoughts. Leave our opinions. Leave our interpretations of the word. We drop it. Right? This is putting off the old man. Putting off what we have learned maybe from the past. But we drop it. We put off the old man, the I. And we put on this Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Right. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's a righteousness not by law, but by faith. A righteousness really that exceeds the righteousness of ourselves. Amen. And this righteousness, definitely, we don't get it by our own strength, but by having this faith and by being one with this word, one with the spirit, one with the life, we will enter into this righteous act. Amen. Right, I mentioned here in the outline the exercise unto godliness. Yeah. This righteousness definitely doesn't come, his righteous acts, from one day to another. But we enter into Christ. We enter into his righteousness, right? And applying what we have received and put on this new man. Praise the Lord. We have such a way in the church today to put on Christ as the new man. And to enter into this righteousness.
Amen.
Amen. Right, and then it's also in Ezekiel chapter 44 mentioned about the linen turbans. Amen. Our mind is causing us so many times to be distracted, to be off-road, yeah, to have thoughts that are not from God and not of Christ. And so in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. Amen. Actually, let's read first 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Paul is pleading with the brethren there. Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment.
Amen. Perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. If there is a situation in the church, we experience oftentimes, we try to find a solution. So we come together to talk. What is the best solution in this situation? And then if we are not in Christ, right, and we are not exercised to enter into the fellowship with Christ, we will have many opinions how to deal with this situation. And so there will be not the same mind and not the same judgment. But then in chapter 2, right, verse 16, read, "For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." We have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
The mind of Christ. The thoughts, our mind, is to be renewed day by day. Our thoughts, our judgment, our thinking of certain situations, our reactions, right, needs to be renewed. As the word says, right, in Ephesians chapter 4 or Romans 12, that we be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23. Quickly, we are thinking a certain way about a certain situation. And for sure, we think in ourselves, we are right. But then it turns out that we were wrong. Right? Many times, we realize when the Lord shines and the situation is over and things happened differently than we maybe thought, that we realized, wow, our thoughts were not of Christ. Were very different. We had our own judgment. So therefore, right, the scriptures in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23 says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Amen. Our mind is very important in serving the Lord. Right, and we need to have such a renewing in the spirit of our mind.
Amen.
A change, a renewing to have the mind of Christ. What he thinks about the situation. How he would react. That's the question, right? Amen. We need to be renewed in our minds day by day. Amen. And then, also, as a priest entering into the inner court, we need to have the trousers, the linen trousers on their bodies. And in Exodus, it is mentioned about the priests there, that they had to put on the linen trousers in order to have their nakedness covered.
Amen.
In the church, we cannot just bring in anything and everything. And especially, we need to be aware of our flesh.
That's right. Right.
Our flesh, as long as we live in this body, will always try to cause us to fall. Right. Whether you are many years in the Lord and in the Spirit, or only a few days, the flesh will always be there and try to bring you to stumble. Right? We should not think that, okay, the more I be a Christian and in Christ, the less the flesh will be active. Now, the flesh in Galatians chapter 5, it's mentioned that the flesh lusts against the spirit. Right? And the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another. Always. The flesh and the spirit are contrary to one another. Right. So, in verse 24, it says, "And those who are Christ's have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires." This means to be covered with these linen trousers. So that our nakedness will not be a shame, right? Being in the flesh, living in the flesh is like being naked before God.
Shameful.
Right? Very shameful. To be a Christian living in the flesh. Because the flesh is contrary to the spirit, to the very life that we have received. Amen. Those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Amen. So in the baptism, we are also one with the death of Christ. Right? And we also need to learn today as priests to apply the cross. To have our flesh crucified. To put to death the members of our body. Right? To say no to the flesh. If you don't learn today, then at the end, in being together, right, you will stumble. And even cause others to lead into the flesh rather than to lead to the spirit. Amen. So we need today, as we serve the living God, we need to have the linen garments, the linen turbans, and the linen trousers.
Amen.
For the service as a priest, you need to have those fine linen. Right. If you don't want to serve, you don't want to drop your old concepts and the old man, you don't need to serve. Right. It's our choice. But if we say we serve the living God, then we need to learn to enter into this word. And into this reality, and to be exercised to put on Christ every moment in faith through the Spirit, to be in Christ.
Amen.
And to learn to be in Christ in whatever we do.
Amen.
Today in the church. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.